Thank you for tuning in to the What's Your Take podcast. My name is Casey. I hope you'll enjoy just as much as I have learning from today's guest.
All right, everyone.
It's me, Casey. I'm doing another solo episode here. Psych. My wife is here.
Rude.
You just gave me the meanest look of all time.
Well, you said you were doing an episode by yourself. Like, what am I?
A person. No, I don't know. This isn't a solo episode, but what I want to talk about mostly
is yourself.
Is myself. I feel a little weird. That's why I had you come in, really.
Because you just don't want to talk about yourself alone in this room.
Yeah, alone in this room. It's weird, but I felt that I needed to go over a little bit more about why I wanted to do this podcast. And I've been telling you about it for months.
You have.
And
I probably know more about it than anyone besides you.
You might even know more about it than me, because I get these ideas and I talk about them and I just spit fire, essentially, where it's like, these are ideas that could be used.
You do have a lot of good ideas.
Yeah. But I don't write them down. I just say them and forget them. So this podcast, I guess, is more for me to record those ideas, hopefully.
I like it. I think it's a good idea. You do have lots of good ideas, and you need a better way to remember them.
So voice it is. But one of the biggest things that pushed me, I think, to really setting in and doing this podcast, right, is a book that I got from the number one bullshitter in the world, in my opinion.
You're talking about Uba Butler, aren't you?
I am talking about Uba Butler, the number one bullshitter right now on the internet, my favorite one.
You've showed me a lot of videos of his.
And I bought his book.
Yes, I'm looking at it right now. It's called How to Bullshit Your Way to Number One.
It is most definitely a children's book, the way it looks.
It definitely does. It looks like a Dr. Seuss book, one of those old ones that you had growing up with like the picture of the fish on it.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it looks like.
Hop on Pop. All that kind of stuff.
Yes. One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish, cat in the hat.
Go Dog Go.
Yes.
Stuff like that.
Go Dog Go, what a good one.
But really, this book was... So starting out, Uba Butler, he is a guy who's kind of a little bit of a prankster, I would say, but he's committed to his pranks. He doesn't just do a prank. He does a prank fully. And so one of the earliest pranks of his that we know about is when he goes to Paris Fashion. No, wait, he does the shed at Dulwich. Remember where he turned his restaurant into the number one rated restaurant?
Mm-hmm, yep, you did show me that one.
TripAdvisor, so he messes with the algorithm there.
Because on his book it says Uba Butler, the world's number one fake restaurateur.
Yeah, that guy. So he somehow convinces all of London that his shed is the number one restaurant. Then after that, he goes to Paris Fashion Week as a fake fashion designer, Giorgio Peviani,
and he basically just gets invited to all these parties and gets models to wear his clothes and all kinds of good stuff.
What clothes did he have, though?
They were literally clothes that he got from like one of those stalls you can go to and get knockoff brands.
The Flea, right?
Yeah. So I think it was in, like, London, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's, like, booths like that in, like, New York and pretty much any big city you go to where it's just knockoffs.
Yeah. So he went to the street market, got some knockoff jeans called Giorgio Peviani's. I don't think they're knockoffs because the guy is, like, it's his own brand, right?
Well, but essentially what they are is they're meant to be, like, knockoffs of, like, fake designer brands. Like, you go get, like, a fake Louboutin shoes, or, like, you get fake...
Fake Nikes.
I can't think of any like luxury brands right now because I buy all my clothes at Target, but
Target, you mean?
but essentially it's like he said that the guy that he ended up talking to said that he picked the name because it sounds luxury, but it doesn't sound exactly like any big fancy brands like Armani, but like Giorgio Peviani, like it's kind of like Armani, but it's like its own thing, yeah. Which is cool.
It's got a name. It works. But then he goes and he does, essentially, he goes to Fashion Week, gets in with all these people, and then he goes back and he creates the brand catalog for this guy, and then so on and so forth. And he's done a number of these pranks that have been extremely funny to watch, but also really delightful. One of my favorite videos, though, is of him breaking random laws that are
just
outdated.
Like walking around London. He like didn't he walk around London suspiciously with a salmon? Is that what it was that he did?
Yes.
And then he did something outside Buckingham Palace.
He shook off a rug outside of Buckingham Palace. Then he wore a suit of armor into Parliament, and he was not beheaded.
Oh, that's good news.
So all old laws that people don't really necessarily think about anymore. Like, we don't ever wear suits of armor anywhere.
I wear my suit of armor everywhere I go. What are you talking about? I'm sitting here in a suit of armor right now.
It's probably pretty hot. This room is not cold.
No, it's not.
Does it have a good ventilation, your armor?
The best ventilation. So good that it would probably wind up killing me.
Probably would be a fault in your armor, and probably when you were jousting, destroyed. Have you seen A Knight's Tale or anything like that?
Yes, of course I've seen A Knight's Tale. Who hasn't seen A Knight's Tale?
Knights, because it wasn't around then. But this isn't a comedy hour, but it feels like it. But really, when I read his book and kind of watched his videos, he kind of talks about committing to ideas, right? Mm-hmm. And because I told you already, I have all these ideas, and I just talk to you. I talk your ears off sometimes.
That's accurate.
You're going to go deaf in one ear.
That's you.
I am deaf in one ear. Thanks, Al.
Listen, I just have a really loud voice. Anytime someone says, I can't hear you, I'm like, that's impossible.
That is a fault of yours, because Allie is incredibly loud.
I've turned it into a strength. It's a really positive thing. My boss loves how loud and energetic I am when I train. But this isn't about me. This is about you.
This is about me and why I want to do a podcast. And this
not about how good I am at my job. Anyway, continue.
You are good at your job. So kudos to my wife. She's a corporate trainer. She does really good at her job. Do you like it, though?
I love it.
Perfect. That's all we need to know. No, I'm just kidding.
And that's the end of this podcast.
And
no,
that's
I'm just kidding.
The end of this podcast. But what do you think about commitment? Committing to an idea, from idea to where you're doing it, to completion. What does that mean to you, or why do you think that's important?
I think it's important because it's so much easier said than done. Mm-hmm. I feel like lots of people have good ideas. Everyone has good ideas. I have a ton of good ideas. You have a ton of good ideas. But being able to see them through from start to execution to, you know, maybe not even necessarily completion, because maybe it's something that's ongoing, but that execution, I think, is the part where people get hung up. And I think that's why it's so important to commit to an idea and see it through, whether, you know, during the fun parts and during the hard parts and throughout all of it, because without that, then it's just an idea.
And an idea can blow away. It's like smoke. It can just dissipate. You know, it comes and goes. Like I said, I tell you lots of things, but a lot of them just float away because I don't really write them down or execute on them. And how did you feel? This is a real funny and also a little bit of a personal question. Were you surprised when I just bought all this stuff for podcasting? Did it really surprise you?
I don't know that I was surprised. I was happy that you had kind of said, I like this idea. I think it's something that I want to do. And then you really took the initiative to go for it. Mm-hmm. And I was happy because the podcasting ideas that we've talked about, all of them are great. And I feel like it's something that's that's something that's very, very possible to execute. So I wouldn't say that I was surprised, but I would definitely say that I was really excited that it was something that like you wanted to do, that you were going for.
That I was finally committing to in a big way.
Yeah.
Because,
well, it's not like you don't. You're making it sound like you never commit to anything. That's inaccurate.
I don't not commit to things, but sometimes I drag my feet into things,
the problem,
or I half complete things.
Sorry,
sometimes.
I didn't mean to talk over you. I think that what happens is, especially with people that have a lot of good ideas, I think that you're pretty creative. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's harder for more creative people to fully execute what they want to do. I think that my problem in life is that maybe I'm not as creative and I don't have quite as many good ideas, but I'm really good at executing good ideas.
You are.
So if other people can give me a good idea, I'm happy to help make that happen.
Well, it's kind of funny. I work a lot in operations, right? Which is really weird because I'm such a creative person. Doing operations things wouldn't seem like a creative person's idea or a idea of a good day at work type thing, because sometimes like creative people, if you've watched Mad Men, like to lounge on the couch and chill and procrastinate.
See, I think you procrastinate, but I don't think you're really a lounge on the couch kind of person.
I'm not. And I guess I shouldn't ever call anyone out and be like, because you're creative, you're lazy. Because I don't think that's true. I just think creatives tend to have a million and one things going on in their minds that they could be pulled at any time.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I'm just excited that really I'm sitting down and doing this. And I've been interviewing folks a lot. And so really, I guess touching back really to kind of close out this episode and this introductory podcast thoughts and stuff and interview with my wife is I'm excited to have big ideas that some people might think are crazy and that they might expect to fail. And my goal is to not fail in this. And so anyone who listens to this who feels that you might be a good candidate for coming on the show, please reach out to me. Really, like on the Instagram at What's Your Take Podcast, through, you know, whatever channels you might want to, just find me and let's get together. Let's talk, because this is going to be the people's podcast.
You could leave it in a review.
In a review.
Because you could rate, review, and subscribe. And in a review, you could say, I love this podcast. I'd love to be interviewed on it, and give us a way to reach out to you.
Ooh, but then everyone else might know your email too and send you spam emails.
You could just like say, hey,
pick me. No, something like that. But no, in reality, I recommend one, looking into Uba Butler's videos, because you will be inspired to do some zany things, right?
Or at least entertained.
That too. Especially that. You'll be entertained.
I mean, I'm not going to go busting into Paris Fashion Week personally, but I was entertained by the video for sure.
I've actually been thinking we're going to Las Vegas soon, and I've been thinking of an idea that we could commit to and pull it off over there. It's kind of a prank, but also a fun little thing to do, so be prepared.
All right, we'll fill you guys in on how that goes
if we actually commit to it.
We'll see. We might just end up eating lots of food and going to Lake Tahoe.
That's more likely. But anyhow, thank you again for tuning in to the What's Your Take podcast. Thank you, Allie, for taking a few minutes to help me out with this. I appreciate
you. Anytime. You know I love to hear my own voice.
Ooh. But also, please, if you have the chance to like, subscribe, leave a comment, leave us a review. That's how it's going to grow. And look out for the next series of guests, because actually I have real guests are coming. I'm not just blowing smoke and telling you guests are being interviewed. I've had some amazing interviews with folks up to this point, and I know that other people and you who are listening are going to be excited about this. So
I'm excited.
Woo! It makes two of us. So thank you so much for tuning in to the What's Your Take podcast, and we'll talk to you next time.